From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. The Maine Department of Environmental Protection says the owner of a former Orrington chemical plant is consistently violating state orders to clean up mercury contamination at the site. The DEP says Mallinckrodt and its owner Medtronic failed to remove polluted soil and an industrial sewer and establish a trust fund for ongoing operations and monitoring. It filed a notice of violation against the company on Monday. There have been cleanup efforts at the old Ultrachem plant for more than a decade, and its owner has agreed to pay $187 million to clean up the Penobscot River and settle a lawsuit with environmental groups. The Maine Secretary of State's office says it switched from UPS to another carrier to deliver voting materials to towns across Maine after hundreds of absentee ballots ended up at a private home. Kevin Miller has more.
In late September, 250 absentee ballots that were supposed to go to Ellsworth City Hall instead ended up in an Amazon box sent to a woman's house in Newburgh. The incident is still under investigation, but Secretary of State Shanna Bellows said her office decided to use a different carrier, Vital Delivery, rather than UPS because of what she calls the interruption of the chain of custody with the Ellsworth ballots.
We trust that law enforcement will get to the bottom of what happened and that the public will have answers. And we trust that all of our partners will collaborate in that investigation. However, out of an abundance of caution, it seemed prudent to switch carriers, given that we don't yet have answers about exactly what happened.
Maine voters will decide two referendum questions on November 4th. One would require voter ID and make changes to absentee balloting, and the other proposes a red flag gun law. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Fewer Canadians visited Maine this summer, but the drop-off was not as bad as many in the state's hospitality industry had initially feared. According to a report from the Maine Office of Tourism, Canadians did make up a smaller share of summer visitors this year. Overall, visitor numbers were down 6% this summer, and more than half of that decline is attributed to Canadians who may have been alienated by tariffs and President Trump's suggestion that Canada become the 51st state. But the report says the drop-off was not as steep as expected, in part due to a concerted effort by the Mills administration to welcome Canadian visitors. In a written statement, Mills thanked Canadian visitors who came to Maine, despite, quote, challenging rhetoric from Washington. The report says overall, visitors spent nearly $5 billion in the state this summer. That's down slightly from last year, and the office says it reflects a national trend of travelers becoming more price conscious about their vacation spending. Meantime, the Bangor International Airport is reporting a nearly 20% increase in passengers so far this year, with particularly strong numbers during the summer months. July and August were up more than 25% compared to last year. Amy Thibodeau is the Marketing and Business Development Manager at Bangor International Airport.
We've been planning for growth, but this is sort of that unprecedented growth that we have never seen to this volume.
The airport is also in the early stages of its capital improvement plan, which includes work on the runways and a redesign of the security checkpoint. The town of Wells has canceled a cooperation agreement between its police department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. As Ari Snyder reports, the contract had sparked deep divisions within the town.
Wells formally entered into an agreement with ICE in April through a program that allows local police to enforce certain aspects of federal immigration law. It was the only police department in Maine to join the so-called 287G program, but paused its participation in May. In a letter to the town select board Tuesday night announcing the termination, Chief Joanne Putnam says she viewed the program as a training opportunity. Town manager Michael Pardue read the letter on her behalf.
The command staff and I take great pride in equipping our officers with the training and resources necessary to do their jobs effectively and professionally.
But the decision to join the agreement sparked months of protests, localizing fierce national divisions over immigration. Putnam acknowledged those divisions in her letter and says the line between policing and politics had become blurred. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife and the state CDC have issued an alert warning that wildlife in parts of Knox, Thorndike, and Unity are unsafe to eat because of PFAS contamination. The department says it has detected high levels of PFAS in deer and turkey, which can show up in the meat and organs of the animals. PFAS are also known as forever chemicals because they can take hundreds, even thousands of years to break down in the environment. PFAS exposure can increase the risk of cancer. A do not eat wildlife consumption advisory is already in place for other areas of the state. The department urges hunters to check its online wildlife advisory map of affected towns. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's abandoning efforts to remove hundreds of navigational buoys from New England waters following criticism from mariners. The proposal called for the removal of nearly 150 buoys in the Gulf of Maine. After receiving initial pushback this summer, the Coast Guard delayed the buoy removal initiative and presented a scaled-back proposal for public comment last month. Now, the Coast Guard says it's suspending the modernization initiative and that no changes will be made to navigational aids until further analysis is complete. The agency says it received more than 3,200 public comments about the proposed changes. Fall enrollment is up 3% across the Maine community college system. But as Maddie Smith reports, both Northern and Washington County community colleges saw enrollment declines of nearly 10%.
Enrollment across the system is up due to large increases at York County, Central, and Southern Maine community colleges. But all other colleges in the system saw declines over last year. System officials say enrollment has increased 20% since fall 2019. These data include the last class of Maine high schoolers eligible for the free community college program that did not make it into the legislature's final budget last spring. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, flora and fauna and what lessons they can teach us. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.